the proposed Health, Behavioral Sciences, and Medical Education building will be the home of the Medical Education Program, Health Sciences Research Institute, and the Departments of Psychological Research and Public Health. UC officials say the program will serve 2,220 students by 2030. California Governor Gavin Newsom says that there are glaring inequities when it comes to access to health care in the Central Valley. Governor Newsom told a medical student named Evelyn from Santa Clara that once the mind is stretched, it never returns to its original form. He told her that she is doing what he hopes hundreds of other students will do.
They will come here to the Valley and they'll stay in the Valley. They'll contribute and they will serve the residents and the people that made their education possible. And so that's exactly what we are promoting here today. That's the promise, and it's a promise we can deliver, but we can't deliver it without leadership.
Newsom says that California is committing $10 million towards supporting UC Merced's new medical school building. Newsom says that he isn't naive about the work that still needs to be done or about the hard work past leaders have done to get to this point. He says the medical school building will serve the community for years to come.
I wish I could, you know, this is one of those things. If you could just see the amount of emails and text messages I get from them about this university, about this medical school, they will not give up. I'm smiling when Adam said, well, you know, sometimes our differences, if things don't get in the ballot, he'll come back and say, what happens if we amend this bill and we sort of set aside for 5% of this or 10? I'm like, Jesus Christ, you got 120 colleagues. We got to figure this out, Adam. But the point is, this tenacity is the reason we are here, and not been for their doggedness.
Newsom says that he is looking forward to not only celebrating the new medical school's opening, but also celebrating the graduations of future students. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Witte.